Sunshine 86 now at the CBS Broadcast Center on the Miracle Mile. The Dow up 145 points at 12,189. NASDAQ of 41 at 2,729. And the S&P 500 up 16.5, just shy of 1,297. The yield on the 10-year note back up to 3.04%. World financial markets focused on Greece. World markets did move higher today in Asia, Europe, as well as here in the U.S. on expectations that the Greek parliament will vote to approve the tough austerity measures needed for another bailout package for Greece from Europe. With us now, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, give us your view of how this is playing out here with all the attention focused on Greece at the moment.
Well, good afternoon, Frank. It's a pleasure to be with you. What you mentioned about the activities in Greece are very important to this market over the immediate term. Day by day, as I see it, the real negative out of Greece is the possibility that the austerity position that the government needs won't be supported by the citizens, and it will continue to have eruption and rebellion there, essentially in the streets. That's what I'm concerned about. So I see the market as being very volatile and subject to news coming out of Greece.
And the other big news out of Greece is that European leaders are basically telling Greece this is do or die. There's no plan B. They have to approve this austerity plan, which, of course, is causing eruptions in the streets of Athens today, or they will not get the bailout money, and who knows what's going to happen from there.
I think that's right, and it's a centerpiece. With no bailout funds, many of the banks and the governments in the European Union are holding bonds for Greece, and they would take substantial losses, markdown losses, on those bonds if we go into bankruptcy there. On the other side of the coin, they go back and solve the problem with the condition that austerity must be put in place, and the people rebel continuously. This is going to put a doubt over it. So I think the market of the last 2 days has been a benefit of what appears to be a positive direction, but it could easily turn the other way.
And certainly a lot of high-profile people are predicting that Greece will ultimately default. What's your prediction on that?
I believe that the chances of default are pretty minimal because of the question that it raises on a broad basis through the European Union, and I doubt that the rest of the Union will allow Greece to default. So I think it's just sort of like the U.S. budget situation that we're facing right now with the debt ceiling expiring here at August 2nd. We need to have a budget at that point in time, and I think it's unlikely that we won't have a budget, but the risk is there, and it's not being taken very seriously at this point.
We'll be getting an update from Washington on the debt ceiling debate in Washington very, very shortly. Of course, that situation being tracked very, very closely. We have the Greek situation being voted on in the next day or two, and we have QE2 expiring this week, and then, of course, that debate continuing in Washington. Some very interesting things happening that the markets are all focused on. What do you think this is going to do ultimately to the stock market here?
It's going to increase the volatility, as I've been saying for a long time. It's been my opinion that volatility has come and it's not going to go away. It's going to increase, and the environment that you just described is a perfect landscape for the volatility in this market. So what looks very good for the last 2 days can be a turnabout as time goes by here, and it's a very difficult situation for investors to face. I've been generally taking money out of the market over the last couple of days, but I still have favorites in the marketplace at this point in time.
All right, given what we just talked about, where are you putting money now? Where are you taking off the table?
I still like the semiconductor companies. Micron Technology is down a little bit here based on their disappointing earnings for the quarter. I favor that. I favor some of the other semiconductors companies, including Intel. I continue to avoid the Internet stocks. They generally were up today. All the news about Facebook is driving prices and market capitalizations higher. So I would be a little bit cautious towards those type of securities.
All right, looks like some people are getting their running shoes on with Nike having a big day here after the company reported their earnings sharply higher. Give us your view of what's happening in that sector at the moment.
I believe that that sector is performing very well, as a lot of other U.S. industries are performing. The outlook for the third quarter, as described by Mr. Fisher of the Dallas Fed president, he looks for an increased productivity for the country through the third quarter of this year, and then I'd say that he's probably right on, and that's the positive component. So there'll be a lot of differences of direction in different industries as we go forward.
Uneven recovery is the term we keep hearing. As far as gold is concerned, and obviously the market's been very sensitive to the currency fluctuations, especially as it relates to the euro and the dollar. What's your view on where precious metals go from here?
I would think they're going to be static at best. So I would not be an advocate of silver or gold at this point.
Ed Wedbush, President Wedbush Securities in hard downtown Los Angeles, thank you very much for joining us live here in the KNX Business Hour.